Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go, pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? What is up? What is up, champion? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. December 1st, 2015. Been away for a couple of weeks. Talk about that. What's been going on? Everything's crashing everywhere. I mean, seriously. I'm almost expecting right now, as I record this show, for the damn ceiling to fall on my head. I mean, that's how much stuff has been crashing around me. And it's awesome because it's the process. We talk about it all the time. I've been talking about it for 10 years on this podcast. I'm going in a new direction with my business. Not a new direction. Picking up a different avenue. I think I've talked about it on this show. Affiliate marketing, driving traffic, writing advertorials, hosting blogs, learning programming. All the stuff that sounded like nails on a chalkboard to me a few years ago. And quite honestly, it's been one hell of a learning curve. I want to talk about that and just share with you my experiences and maybe inspire you to go do things that will be outside of your comfort zone and stretch you a little bit. Because let me tell you something, man, it has been all of that and so much more. I mean, I think the only thing I do well is speaking, and I probably haven't even done that. I'm going to Palm Springs this week to speak in front of about 500 raving entrepreneurs. I just love being in front of an entrepreneurial audience. There's nothing like it. I mean, there's just nothing like it. Before I get into that, I got so much to talk about today. We're going to do more than one show today. I hope that's okay with you if I over-deliver. Before we get started, leave a 5-star rating for the podcast. I ask on every show. If you haven't done it, leave a 5-star rating. Go to iTunes, search for Every Day is Saturday, or just search for Sam Crowley. Click on the show and leave a rating. It helps other people find the show faster. It helps them stay inspired. Hell, it might even save a life. And I don't even say that lightly because you know what it's like to be trapped in a cubicle, right? You know what it's like being the square peg in the round hole. You know what it's like being mocked, ridiculed, made fun of because you've got some dream that's different than the corporate android out there, people that are just a lemming going off the cliff. You know what that's like. So if you want other people to feel what you're feeling, listen to this show, email your friends, email your coworkers, you know, everybody you know. Say, hey, check out this podcast, man. It gets me jacked up all the time. It's going to do the same for you. People will respect that. You're going to get, you know what? Here's the deal. You want more friends? Do you want better relationships? Well, then just refer the show to them because they're going to think, damn, you're hanging with this guy. It's what you're listening to. You just changed my life. I associate you with my life change. Isn't that awesome? See, you just made the world a better place. So I really do appreciate that. I love the Everyday Saturday listeners. I appreciate everybody sending me tweets saying, where the hell are you, Crowley? No podcast this month. You suck. What's going on? Why aren't you recording? Life just ain't the same. Well, hey, let's get after it, man. 2 months ago, I started diving into a new area called affiliate marketing. You probably have heard of it. If not, affiliate marketing, as defined, I think the simple definition is person A, let's call that person Mary. Mary creates a product. Mary does not have the audience or has exhausted her audience to sell that product to, and she wants to leverage other people's audiences. So Joe says, Mary, I have an audience. Let me promote your ebook, audios, videos, whatever it is. And I'll mail it to my list or I'll advertise on Facebook and send it to a unique page and that you have already designed. And it's got a unique link. So when people click on that link, it drops a cookie on their browser, meaning cookies means if that person doesn't buy your product that day, if they come back a week from now, 2 weeks from now, it's going to remember the browser. That's what cookies are for. It remembers the IP address of the person when they visited the page. So when they do make that purchase after receiving emails from you and more promotions, that you get credited, the affiliate, Joe, gets credited, and let's say Mary's product costs $100. Let's say she sells an ebook with some videos or something like that, and she sells that package for $100. Joe's going to get 50% of that sale, or $50, and Mary's going to get the other 50, and they win. Mary had no access to Joe's audience prior to the sale. Joe introduced that audience to Mary for the first time. She would have never seen him before. And Joe doesn't have a product to sell, or didn't have this product to sell, and so he gets the benefit of having that product to sell, which was owned by Mary. So it's a win-win relationship, and by the way, Mary gets a new customer that she can now market to. And here's where people really, I think online marketers especially, they don't focus enough on the LV, lifetime value of a customer. LV, lifetime value, meaning that initial sale cost Mary what? Well, she had to pay Joe 50 out of the $100, but I'd rather have 50% of 100 than 100% of zero. You know what I mean? Like Mary would have got zero if she would not have leveraged Joe's audience. And Joe's just one affiliate. What if Mary has 1,000 affiliates? You see how that can escalate quickly? And what if Joe sells thousands of different products, or he can scale up using different avenues like Facebook and Google Ads and content networks and things like that? So now Mary has that customer who she earned $50, but now she has a brand new customer that she can market higher ticket items to. The lifetime value. For example, if you start marketing right now and you sell a $7 ebook, you don't say, well, geez, I mean, only made $7. No, but Crowley's full of crap because there's no money to be made on the internet because I only made $7. Okay. Well, if you're not a Yahoo, okay, and you know how to market and you don't alienate people and just try to rip them off up front, what you end up doing is you build a great relationship with people, and let's say you come out with another product. Ding, ding, ding. There's a hint. Don't just let that $7, $17, $50 product be the only one you create. Let's say you come out with some high-end coaching and consulting that you sell for $7,000. And so the lifetime value, maybe that customer doesn't buy till 18 months from now, but they buy a high-ticket item from you for $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. And let me tell you, if you don't have $10,000 programs as part of your arsenal, why? People are buying $10,000 programs. You know, I used to think that, you know, that a $25 ebook, here's, I think I've shared this on many podcasts, but in case you hadn't heard me say this before, it was harder for me to sell a $25 ebook than it was to sell a $25,000 coaching program. And that may not make any sense at all, but once you do it, it'll make all the sense in the world, because people who pay more, they pay more attention. Okay. So people that drop 25 grand on a coaching program, they want success. They've invested in the process. They're not going to go AWOL. Well, I wouldn't. Unfortunately, some still do. But for the most part, they're not going to. They're going to be invested in you, in your training, in their life, in changing their life. So they really want success for themselves. All right. And it's easier to speak to that audience, because remember, you can never say the wrong thing to the right audience. So if you don't have a $25,000, $10,000, $8,000 program as part of your arsenal, you're really missing a boat, because if you have a $100 product, you would have to sell 800 of those to equal one $8,000 program. All right. So if you want to get from zero to 60 quickly, ramp your suite of products up, and don't be afraid to charge money. You know, people, you know, another thought process, people, if you don't place value on your product, nobody else does. If you say your coaching program is worth $40, then guess what? In the mind of the consumer, it's worth 40. If you say it's worth 400, in the mind of the consumer, it's worth 400, because people, Milgram's Law, you know, you can Google this. Milgram's Law states that people will blindly follow the advice of an expert. Meaning, if you tell them you're an expert, they believe you. Now, you need to have ethics and you need to be an expert. Now, expert is a relative term. It's subjective. I don't know what, you know, Malcolm Gladwell says you need 10,000 hours to be an expert. Sam Crowley says, bullcrap. Why? I don't know. I sell a hell of a lot of podcast training from the stage when I speak. And I don't think I'm in the top 1% of podcasting experts. I just have an incredible passion, meaning there's people who know a hell of a lot more than I do technically about the topic, but nobody delivers the passion and the user experience that I do when people purchase. So you make up for your lack of technical knowledge in your field by passion. Passion trumps everything, by the way. Everything. Think about just any buying experience you've ever had. you could have purchased from 10 different people, whether it's clothes, a car, silverware, whatever, gym memberships. Think about it. You bought because of the passion and the personality of the individual that was selling to you. All right. Everybody can go get knowledge. You can Google anything and get knowledge. What you can't get is passion. So what I've been learning over the past 2 months is, let me tell you, man, this is a process. I'll talk about it on the next show as well, what I've exactly been doing. But right now, affiliate marketing, it's something that I'm diving into brand new. And I just want to share this information with you to inspire you to stretch, to do things differently than you've ever done before, and learn. Inside the word learn is earn. You will earn so much more income when you make yourself more knowledgeable. And you have a passion for that knowledge to share it with people. I'm sending an email to my mailing list this week. I'm looking for one person. I'm looking for one, really the perfect coaching client that I can help build their entire online infrastructure for. From their product, to their brand, to their autoresponder, to advertorials, to blog posts, to website. I mean, everything. And just literally hand it to them. Here you go. Now you go be passionate about this, podcasting and videos and your own courses and curriculum. Guys, let me tell you, this is amazing stuff that you'll be discovering about yourself along the way, and amazing income you're going to earn as a result. So anyway, let's wrap this show up right now. Dive right into the next one. It's great to be back, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.